Alan Wenzel, Free Pod host, and I'd like to welcome you to this extended interview. Today, I'm talking with Jessica Modica, the executive director of the Freeport Art Museum, and we're here today to talk about something pretty exciting that's coming up, and Jessica is here to tell us all about it. So I'm just going to introduce the subject, Jessica, and let you talk for a little bit. On September 19th, the Freeport Art Museum will be hosting a sculptor walk that will begin with an opening reception on the 19th down at the Freeport Public Library from 5 to 7. But I'm going to let Jessica tell you a little bit about what the sculptor walk is all about and how it came to be. So, Jessica, tell us what it is, first of all.
Great. Thank you. Yes, so it is pretty exciting. This is the first downtown sculpture walk for our community. And so it's something that we're really proud of. And this has been a collaboration between the Freeport Art Museum and the city of Freeport and our new Arts and Culture Commission for the city. And so this has been several months in the planning and the execution. And basically what it is there are seven sculptures, outdoor public sculptures, that will be placed along Chicago Avenue downtown. And they are created by public artists from all over the nation, but it also includes two local artists, including Linda Wietmeyer, working with Mike Mead, and then also Eric Donaldson. And so people will probably recognize those names. And so we have two sculptures by local artists. And then the rest are from artists that specialize in public sculpture that is created for the outdoors. And they're coming from, a lot of times they're coming from the Midwest. We have one artist that resides in New York. And so we're really excited about bringing these to downtown Freeport.
You know, the Freeport Art Museum can always be counted on to bring some fun activities for the residents of Freeport and the surrounding area. How did you come to decide to do a sculpture walk like this?
Well, that's a great question. This was part of the streetscape plan.
Okay.
In town. And so with the completion of the streetscape that the city did, they had incorporated seven concrete platforms that are ready for public work.
They were installed when the city redid the streets and redid the streetlights on Chicago Avenue. It's a beautiful streetscape there now. Yeah. And so the pads were poured at that time to be ready for something like this.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they did such a great job. And so the concrete pads measure 4 feet square. And so we started by creating a prospectus for artists. And then we were able to advertise that through a wide variety of channels. And so the art museum had a little bit of experience in doing this because we did a similar process for the two public art pieces that we have in the Arts Plaza. And so we had a little bit of experience, but then we also reached out to some communities in the state of Illinois and nearby in Dubuque. And for both inspiration, and we were able to ask them for advice on how to put a sculpture walk together. And that was really helpful. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, this started several months ago. We have several commissioners on the Arts and Culture Commission that really helped get this started. For example, the chair of the Art Commission is Ashley Huffines with the Public Library.
Okay.
And she was phenomenal in helping to get the bones of the sculpture walk put together. But then also Tina Canova, who is a local artist. She is the one that worked hard on reaching out to area sculpture walks, like the one in Peoria, and there's one in Oak Park, and then certainly there's the one in Dubuque, and she reached out to all of them and used parts of their prospectus to create ours, and so she put that all together.
I'm going to ask you in a minute how these sculptures got selected and what criteria you use. But before I do that, I have to note that when you put us up against Peoria and Oak Lawn and Dubuque, those are larger cities that, that do this. Are kind of unusual for a city the size of Freeport to do a walk like this?
I think that's one of the things that we're really proud of. Mm-hmm. And so it's not completely atypical for a community of our size to put a sculpture walk together. But it's not as typical as, you know, Oak Park or Peoria,
sure,
or Dubuque, who have been doing it for a number of years. So, yeah, it's something that we can really be proud of, I think.
So the Art Museum put up some money to pay some artists to bring their works here and to show them off. How did you select? How many applicants did you have? How many got selected? Seven, obviously. But how did you go about selecting which pieces of art would be displayed downtown?
Yeah, we had a really great response from our RFP, and we had over 30 artists participate and submit their qualifications and submit their artwork for consideration. And obviously, like you said, we had seven concrete paths to work with. And the Arts and Culture Commission used a scoring rubrics basically to evaluate each artwork. And so some of the things that we were really looking for, first of all, is the appropriateness, right, of the artwork for the space. We also were looking for, you know, is the size going to be appropriate? Is it going to be safe for public display and so forth? But then really, from there, it was about artistic merit and creativity and beauty and those kinds of elements that are a lot more subjective and a lot more fun.
Right.
Consider. And so
probably led to a lot of good discussion among commission members about which one is a little more creative or which ones are a little bit more to art liking than others. But I bet those are good discussions.
Very much so. And it was really refreshing and rewarding to see that we all agreed fairly easily that these are the seven. And so I think
that there was a quick consensus, was there, around the seven?
Pretty agreeable. And I think part of that is really most of all of the submissions were great. And so we couldn't go wrong. I think that was a big part of it too.
Is it a blind selection, so you don't know which artist is attached to which sculpture, or you do know that when you do the selection?
We do know that. Maybe down the road, some, if we're able to continue this, the idea is to continue this yearly. We might get to the point where we will do a blind vote. Blind votes are important for when, like, the commissioners are.
Or juried art shows or something.
Art shows, we always make those blind. The jurors would know.
Sure.
You know, who the artist is.
And you wouldn't want any element of bias to creep in on the selection of certainly the first place grand champion and first place honorable mention kinds of awards.
Yeah. But in this case, in our first year, nobody knew anybody.
Yeah.
So it wasn't as needed.
Talk a little bit about how folks can access the information about these sculptures as they walk by them. Will you have some printed materials, something that you scan on your phone? How will people know what it is that they're looking at and what the author's intent was when he or she created it?
We are very thrilled to include an audio tour. And that was something that we weren't sure we were going to be able to afford. But thanks to Cornerstone Credit Union, who stepped forward and supported the audio tour.
Oh, wow.
Of the audio tour, we're able to include one. And what I really love about it, it's the same one that a lot of these big sculpture walks use. It's called AutoCast, and you can download the app. But what's really cool about it is it's a QR code. You can start anywhere, and the app knows where you're standing. And so it'll automatically play.
Oh, wow.
One that you're standing next to, and it'll, you know, you don't have to
start at one and go all the way down to seven.
You can start anywhere and it'll know where you're at, automatically play. And so it's really sophisticated. And I think that's really cool.
Sure. Will the information be available in bilingual?
Eventually, yes. And this is another component that we didn't know whether or not we would be able to afford. But now that we know we can do the tour, we'll
again, thanks to Cornerstone Credit Union
for making that possible. And so we'll be recording all of the audio tour in Spanish. Mm-hmm. And that might not be ready by September.
Oh, okay. 8th,
but we are working on getting
sure.
it ready really quickly
sure.
so that people can enjoy that in Spanish.
Talk a little bit about the opening reception on Friday, September 19th at the Public Library. What are some of the details connected to that that our listeners might like to know?
Well, I think the biggest thing, it starts at 5 and it goes until 7. And the biggest thing is that a community can come and meet a number of the artists and talk to them. So that's a really great opportunity. So to meet the artists in person and talk to them about their work, ask any questions that they might have. So, you know, a number of these artists will be coming from, you know, Wisconsin or Missouri. So it's a great opportunity to talk to some creatives that are coming in.
And I understand that the sculptures will be available for sale also at the end of the show. Is that correct?
Yep. So the sculptures are available for sale. So if there's an individual or business that sees one that they really enjoy and would like to keep, they can contact us and we can facilitate that sale. And part of the proceeds from those sale will be retained by the art museum to help fund future sculpture walks. So that would be really great. That would be really helpful. And that's what we've learned that a number of other sculpture walks do.
Oh, I see.
So
part of a vibrant community is having available to its residents a variety of artistic opportunities, chances to not only participate in the artistry that you might enjoy, but also to take advantage of what others do in the way of art. And that this seems to me to be yet another example of programming the Freeport Art Museum does to help add to that vibrancy of a community. Is that kind of how you and your board and the commission sees this activity also?
Absolutely. And that's exactly why we wanted to be involved, is it speaks directly to our mission to create experiences that spark imagination and engagement in the arts. This falls right in line with that. And so we know that sculpture walks can really add quite a bit of vibrancy to a downtown area. We've seen it happen in other communities. And also a number of these artists have audiences all over the nation.
Oh, sure.
Will come and see these in place and want to visit our community and see how great Freeport is.
Well, that's wonderful. Jessica, thanks so much for your time today and helping us learn more about the sculpture walk. Any final words you'd like to offer our listeners before we sign off on the interview?
No, but come see us on the 19th and come stroll Chicago and take a look. And
have fun and enjoy the artistry of the Freeport community. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.